So last week, Second Commandment, and this week the question is, what is required of the Second Commandment? So the Second Commandment requires the receiving, observing, and keeping pure and entire all such religious worship and ordinances as God has appointed in His Word. So it's pretty significant requirement for the Second Commandment that we keep our worship pure and entire. So we recognize that He is the Lord, and there is only one God that deserves our worship, and to worship Him rightly and not idolatrously. And then it's kind of, in the end, as humans, we need God's help to do these things. So it's a big requirement, probably a requirement also for all the requirements in the commandments. So the references they gave is Deuteronomy, and I read 12:28-32. I just add a little on the end. Be careful to listen to all these words which I command you, so that it may be well with you and your sons after you forever. For you will be doing what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. When the Lord your God cuts off before you the nations which you are going to dispossess, and you dispossess them and dwell in their land, beware that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how do these nations serve their gods that I also may do likewise? You shall not behave thus towards the Lord your God. For every abominable act which the Lord hates, they have done for their gods. For they even burn their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever I command you, you shall be careful to do. You shall not add nor take away from it. There's the requirement. So Deuteronomy 32 is also referenced. When Moses had finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, take to your heart all the words which I am warning you today, which you shall command your sons to observe carefully, even all the words of this law, as the requirement. For it is not an idle word to you. No, it's not an idle word. Indeed, it is your life. And by this word, you will prolong your days in the land, which you are about to cross the Jordan to possess. And then a New Testament reference is in Matthew 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded to you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So in the New Testament, you have the commandment to obey also.